This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. I'm being told my guest is on the line. I'm going to bring this line up right now. Do I have Greg Turkington on the line?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm here.
This is Greg Turkington, who is the host. How should I refer to?
It's nice hearing that, actually. For the last 5 years, I've been the resident expert for the show On Cinema. And this season I've been bumped up to host, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the show On Cinema is a movie review program that it runs on AdultSwim.com.
Yes, we give expert advice and expert opinions and basically a guide, a blueprint on what you should watch and what you should skip each week.
Mm-hmm. In terms of when you're going to head down to the movie theater.
Yeah. I mean, this is a show for movie buffs, but people who really know their stuff, and especially this new season because I've got a new sidekick on the show who's actually, aside from myself, one of the country's foremost film experts, film buffs, and so it's going to be an exciting season.
Greg Turkington, and Greg, tell me when this season starts.
Well, you know, with these internet programs, you can watch it 24 hours a day. It's going to start tomorrow morning. They put it up on AdultSwim.com and also on YouTube. But really, the choice is yours as to when you want to watch it, similar to movies. You know, there's people who like matinees. There's people who like midnight movies. And then there's people like myself that like them all, you know.
Sure.
That's one of the good things.
Any time of day for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes a morning movie is nice. If you get a family movie like a Kramer versus Kramer, something at midnight would be more of your Dracula or maybe a Godzilla movie or Frankenstein, something like that.
Sure. Now, a lot of different types of movies. That's a crazy thing about movies. There's so many different kinds.
And, you know, a lot of them are classics, which is a genre into itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of my favorite things about On Cinema is you're five seasons in now. Is this going to be the sixth season starting?
This is the sixth season as a televised program. Now, we started out strictly as a podcast, and the ratings were so good and the interest was there that we started filming the show. And now it's the foremost movie show on television or on the internet at this point.
Yeah, and you guys are deep, and I guess I should say, when I say you guys, you were not the sole host of on cinema.
No. The show was originally created by Tim Heidecker, who did a great job as the host. He didn't always have his movie expertise down, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as a host, he was fantastic. Sometimes we'd get a little too into the personal melodramas, as I call them, the soap opera aspects of his own life. And, we're trying to get away from that and focus more on movies this season. Some of his medical problems and marital problems and things like that tended to overwhelm the movie coverage, which is really why people are tuning in. So this season I can give you 100% assurance that it's all going to be movies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn classics, Oscar picks, and, new movies. Movies come out every week. That's the nice thing about them.
Yeah, I want to let everybody know we have Greg Turkington on the show. He is the host. The host. You are not a co-host now. You are in the host chair now.
I'm the host. Now, I used to be sort of the resident expert, and I got to say, from moving across the row to the host seat, I really started to feel for Tim, because it's hard to be a host and an expert, and that's why I've had to bring in a second expert to provide some expert commentary along with what I would give to the show.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk about this second person?
I'll tell you, we just taped the first episode, which airs tomorrow. We just taped it tonight.
Okay.
We just were able to sign this deal last night to get this expert, and I think it's best to keep it a surprise. A lot of people are excited to find out who this is going to be.
Oh.
I can only say it's somebody that you've all heard of and that you're all going to be very excited to see in that guest seat.
Mm-hmm. You know what's kind of funny about what you're doing is it's not unlike a movie what you're doing here in terms of your whoever's going to take that second chair. You're keeping it as like a thriller.
Like a thriller suspense, I'd like to reference Alfred Hitchcock, who is the master of suspense and one
sure.
of my favorite filmmakers.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the great movie makers. And you can check out On Cinema, the sixth season starts tomorrow on AdultSwim.com. And Greg, I've been a fan of the show. You have always been kind of dedicated to really making sure you get the word out on what to see.
Movies are my passion. And as you know, I teach classes during the hiatus at some of the local rec centers and things like that to
mm-hmm.
help share my expertise with others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are there movies that you would recommend that maybe between the two seasons, between the fifth season and the sixth season, that you didn't get to review on the show that you would want people to make
oh,
sure
yeah.
they check out?
I mean, every week there's several more like that. One that I think you're going to be hearing a lot about in the coming weeks is one of my favorite movies and actually one of my Oscar picks for 2014 was Annie, which was a remake of an old black and white classic. And they've done it up great. And as you may have known, this is one of the scandals that we actually revealed on cinema. It was not reported in any media. We were the first to break this story. You noticed that when they announced the Oscar nominations for Best Picture this year, they only announced 8. Now, last year there were 10 Best Picture nominations. The year before there were 10 Best Picture nominations. But the ratings on the Oscars have been going down steadily every year. So what they decided to do was to put out the 8, and then a day or two before the Oscars air, they're going to leak the other 2. Because, in fact, there are 10 Best Picture nominations. They're not going to let you know.
Oh, wow.
Keep an eye on the news on Thursday or Friday before the Oscars. I can reveal here for the first time, because I do have the insider information, the two final nominees for Best Picture are Annie and The Hobbit 3, and the award is going to go to The Hobbit 3.
Oh, you're actually telling us the Best Picture.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's going to be an upset. It's going to be a surprise. I mean, anyone who's an insider who knows their stuff knows it's not a surprise. Of course, The Hobbit was critically acclaimed, one of the greatest series ever to take place on a screen. They kind of wanted to play with the outrage that the public would have when it appeared that The Hobbit wasn't being nominated. And so people have been mad. You see on blogs and on Facebook and just listening to conversations on the bus. You hear people who are saying, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to tune in if The Hobbit's not nominated or Annie's not nominated.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why a couple days before the actual awards, they're going to say, oh, hold on. These movies were nominated. We just didn't announce it yet. So tune in. And you're going to see the greatest ratings Oscars ever had.
Because they teased at the last second,
yep,
two more movies.
Just like a good movie would do.
Yeah.
And, I think it's brilliant. And I'm really excited to see Peter Jackson step up to the plate and pick up another Oscar and get on with his career making great movies.
And I know you're a big fan of the franchise and you've been really a champion of these movies as they've come out over the years, and it's kind of when I know you made a point of saying when the final movie in a series comes out, then it's usually the one that cleans up at the
at the
awards. So this
is
sticking to that template. You've explained, and because you also you've made a point on the show of saying, and this is something I've kind of kept an eye toward, is that when the final James Bond movie happens, then that's the one that'll clean up awards wise.
All right, I'm going to give you another scoop. They actually already manufactured the Oscar for James Bond, and they have it in a vault. Just outside of Hollywood in Van Nuys. They're so confident that that movie will take home the Best Picture Award. They're just waiting to see when that actual final Bond movie hits the streets. Now, I hope that that award stays in the vault for another 1,000 years, because I do not want to live in a world where there isn't another James Bond movie to look forward to. But I can absolutely guarantee you with 100% certainty that the last James Bond movie will take home the Best Picture.
So when they say this is the final Bond movie, that's the one that gets critically acclaimed, as well as
they're all critically acclaimed,
yeah,
and they're all commercially acclaimed. It's just they don't get that magic Oscar touch.
I guess
you know
that
what I
yes.
mean, mm-hmm. Which is a whole other thing, a whole other thing.
Sure. Now, can you go into anything with the kind of the whatever you want to call it in terms of Tim Heidecker, who was the host of On Cinema for the entire run, but then it fell apart. I guess as a fan of the show, it got very messy very fast, and there was a lot of personal stuff and
acupuncture. I don't know if you saw some of that. He had an acupuncturist on the show and was trying to turn it into a health show.
Mm-hmm. And then he also had a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, I mean, if you call it an accident, he fell off the motorcycle when it was parked at a Walmart parking lot. I mean, it's not a very glamorous accident. That's not like Easy Rider or something.
Sure. Well, exactly. It's not a moving accident. It's technically an accident, but it's not a. It's not like he was going 80 miles an hour on his motorcycle and
he was going 0 miles an hour. I mean, I don't know if the kickstand sometimes on these things is faulty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it was, but, Tim's a great host. I mean, and he created the show. I will always salute him for bringing me on. I mean, he didn't know where to find a movie expert, and he knew that I had the expertise and I have the collection. Now, I just recently entered the Guinness Book of World Records for watching 501 movies in 501 days. When I first went on the show, I didn't have that feather in my cap, and he saw something in me, and so I'll always salute him for doing that. It's just that, he has his issues and things. He's moved to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and is very involved with the motorcycle community there and with water rights and this sort of thing. Just doesn't really have time to keep up on the movies.
Sure.
And that's what the show is supposed to be about. And so I think he felt with some of his personal problems, he fathered a child out of wedlock and that type of thing. Those were taking over the program, and it would get out there where we had less and less time to review the movies, and we're getting complaints every week. You know, I don't care about this or that. I just want to hear what movies I should go see this weekend. And so it was a mutual decision that, I should take over the show, and he should go on to do bigger and better things out there in Jackson Hole.
We have Greg Turkington, the host of On Cinema, on the line, and he is the host of the sixth season of On Cinema, which starts tomorrow over at AdultSwim.com. And Greg, I'm actually there's a call here that I'm being told to take.
Okay.
I'm gonna just put this through. Hello.
Yes, hello. I have a question for Greg Turkington.
Can you hear the caller, Greg? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. One bumped the other one. We're just trying to get the lines square here. Let me. Should I lock it? Let's see here. I'll
movie
see it's doing
questions
that.
Questions you have, trivia, anything like that.
There we go. We have it. Caller, are you on, caller?
Yes. I have a question. I wanted to know what Greg Turkington's favorite actor is. Who his favorite actor is?
Oh, wow. There's so many. I would probably say...
hey, it's actually Tim Heidecker. I'm goofing on you.
Oh, Tim. Oh,
Tim Heidecker.
I guess my favorite actor for tonight is Tim Heidecker, because he really fooled me there. That's some good acting. Good job.
Hi, everybody.
Good to hear from you, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going good.
I wanted to get you.
Yeah, I got...
that was good.
We have Greg on the line kind of talking about the new season of On Cinema.
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to call in and wish you all the best. And,
thank you.
You know, hold on. Let me just say what I want to say. I want to wish you all the best and wish you luck. This show means so much to me, and I feel like it's in good hands. You, if anybody's going to take this show into the future, it's going to be you. And I know that we always haven't gotten along, and we've had issues, but tonight is the night to say good luck, and I'm going to be watching, and I think the On Cinema family is going to be watching, and we're all hoping for the best.
Well, you know, I've got some good news. We finished taping the episode about an hour and a half ago, and I can honestly say it's the best episode of the entire six seasons that we've done
by
far.
Okay, well.
So that's great. It's great to know. It's great news. And thanks for your congratulations. I hope you enjoy this one as much as the rest of the audience will.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right. Well, I also just want to say, you know, I don't know if people are fans or familiar with the Decker web series. The Decker ebook just hit the shelves on Amazon today. So I encourage everybody to go there and check that out. That would be great if everybody supported that.
Now
I know, Greg, you want to see that do well.
Fantastic. Decker is my second passion. It's a great movie that was put out there on the web in chunks, and I get so much acclaim for it, and it's a real feather in my cap to have been involved. And I just pray that Decker 2 is on its way, that you've been working on that out there in Jackson Hole.
Now, for people who don't know, Decker, Tim Heidecker, Decker is your franchise, what would you call it, like an action franchise?
It's a web series that is a movie as well, because you can watch it as a movie. It's a mini series, and it's one of my passion projects. I've written it, directed it, produced it, star in it. And it's really sort of a tip of the hat to some of my favorite films, the Jack
James
Reacher
Bond
series, not James Bond as much, but you know, spies and that sort of even Chuck Norris and guys like that who are combine action with international intrigue, except the twist is that we're fighting Arabs such as Taliban and, you know, sort of making it more up to date. So
sure,
I see a lot of that because of the whole PC police that clamps down and makes you sort of everybody has to, all the bad guys have to be a certain, they can't be Arabic and that sort of thing. So we changed that, and we've got a great cast. We've got Joe Estevez and, of course, Greg Turkington was in the first season. Mm-hmm. And I'm right now trying to figure out a way to make a second one because, you know, it's very challenging to make anything these days, let alone things that are so up against the grain.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm in here, and I'm calling you guys from the from Jackson Hole. I'm outside of a Starbucks here. And
Jackson Hole, Wyoming?
Yeah.
Which is it's like a getaway for a lot of famous people.
Well, there's that element to it, but where I'm at, which is about 15 miles south of the resorts and sort of the lodge and everything, is a little more of your sort of classic Americana, middle of, you know, flyover country, as we say, because to support the tourism industry and the resort industry, you know, there's a lot of working class folks that have to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in that community. I actually have a little bit of ranch land. I have 25 acres of ranch land that I built a homestead on, put a little cabin, sort of a home kit that I put together, and that's where I'm living. And it's challenging. I mean, going from living in Hollywood and doing the whole Hollywood scene, and now sort of living off the land, so to speak, has been really, really tough.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how sensitive you are about this, Tim, but it happened on the show, so I think it's fair game to bring up. Is during the fifth season of the show, you seemed preoccupied with things other than reviewing movies on the show, and it.
Well, right, yeah.
And you had a motorcycle accident.
Right.
It tipped over on you? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I can't really talk too much about that because that's sort of an active lawsuit right now.
Against who is it an active lawsuit?
Are they suing you? Are they suing you at Walmart for causing a...
Like I said, I'm not getting into it. I mean, it is with Walmart. There was issues about the signage, the handicap signage, but I can't get into it. I'll admit, though, that at that period, I was going through a lot of stress. My diabetes was flaring up, and bad head injury, and I was slapped with a paternity lawsuit, which I'm still involved with as well. And the plan was get out of town, get out of Dodge. So I've been in Jackson Hole, and now that's becoming an issue because if you look up, if you Google something for me, Jackson Hole water rights, and it's insane. It's just like, it's going to blow your mind. Everybody should know about this because it could happen to you if you don't, unless you live, you know, if you live in New York or something like that where you kind of have a strong municipal waterworks system. But where I'm at, you know, I've got my 25 acres, and it sounds crazy, but it's true. I literally don't have access to water because everything is off of wells.
Uh-huh.
And there is the land I bought, which I'm in a lawsuit with this guy now too, there's no wells on that property, on that acreage.
Okay.
You know.
So it's really it seems like you, and this is not to put any kind of judgment on anything, Tim, I don't know, it seems like it's a very kind of contentious, kind of very very aggravated time for you in a lot of ways. Like you got fed up with Hollywood and you got fed up with the show, and
right.
You got fed up with, you know, as a fan of the series, I mean, I hope this isn't saying anything out of line, you got fed up with Greg, and it seemed.
Well, I think it's about priorities. You know, I respect and appreciate the work Greg does, but movies are not
all the
something
segments
that I,
and
that,
things. I bring in a lot of outside segments for the show, you know,
right.
That I produce in my own time.
The point is, life is about more than movies, and I know that's going to make Greg feel uncomfortable to hear that, but you can't just keep talking about movies all the time. I like movies, and I like talking about them, but it's not the only thing I eat, sleep, drink, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that was frustrating to me. And, you know, along with the other things, it was time for me to go. But you know, I'm still involved very actively with the On Cinema family, which people go, huh? Because what are you saying? You're not the host anymore. In a lot of ways, they're my children, and they look up to me. And so I'm supportive of On Cinema. That doesn't mean I'm going to be sitting in the host chair. I'm going to be involved.
No.
I'm going to be kind of the puppet master, you know, with the strings. You can almost picture somebody up in the clouds and the strings coming down. And
not for the actual show, though, because I did everything on this premiere episode. I didn't even have a conversation with Tim about it. And I brought in my own expert, my own segments and things like that. So I would say that those strings were cut.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you two might be in two different places in terms of that.
Just think about it this way. Yeah, hold on. You have to think about it this way. I gave you the show, right? Now,
right.
That doesn't mean it's not mine. It's always been mine, and it always will be mine in a way, because it's something that I created, and it's coming from me. That's why I'm so invested in it. That's why I care that it does well. That's why I gave it to you to take care of. Not to go keep going back to this idea of God in the sky, but, you know, you're a caretaker of the universe that I created.
But that's like George Lucas. He gave the Star Wars to Disney, and Disney now owns Star Wars, and Lucas has nothing to do with it. He's got no input, and he's just become sort of a joke.
I mean, did you have input into this first episode, Tim?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm completely hands off. I don't want. I don't have time to deal with it.
So, but then you're
interested in dealing with.
I'm not sure how you could consider yourself like a puppet master then.
In the grand scheme, in sort of the overall holistic approach, when you're looking at On Cinema, and I'm going to be protective, like a father is of his flock, the shepherd is of his flock. If I see the brand becoming damaged, I'm going to obviously do something about it because that's my reputation.
Okay, that's fair.
If you see the first episode and it's better than any of the episodes you ever did, I mean, if the first episode's better than all the other episodes put together, I think the right thing for you to do would be to walk away completely at that point.
Well, that's a whole different conversation, and that would be amendments to the contracts and stuff. You should look at the paperwork because it's pretty clear in respect to, you know, where the real decisions are being made. But I didn't want this conversation to go in this direction. I want nothing but the best. Like I said at the top of the show or the top of this call, I want nothing but the very best for the show and for you and for all your listeners as well, Tom.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're going to love it because we now have two experts on the show. And it's 100% focused on movies, and the audience is going to be so happy for once. There's not going to be any disappointed viewers that we've had throughout the run of the show.
You talk as if the past five seasons were something that was unsuccessful, and I do resent that a little bit. You keep saying, you know, finally the audience is going to like, but you don't understand that you're where you are now because of the work that I did to get us here. Okay. So you're throwing everything we've done, everything we've built under the bus for what?
No, I'm saying it's you've built a solid foundation, and now I'm erecting a castle on that foundation.
No.
Well, that's pretty extreme. I mean, no offense to you, Greg, but Tim kind of was the star of the show.
Yeah,
he was the host. There's no star. The stars are in the movies. This is a movie review show. You have a host, and then you have a resident expert. That's the format of these types of shows.
No, I understand that. But in terms of the hosting, Tim was like the attraction, the thing that made the show happen to start with.
Well, he's the best host of all time. I will give him that.
So
that does not gel with this perception that you, when you say finally the audience is going to be happy, and I've made the best show of the entire series, you know? You can't sit on both sides of that one.
It feels like there's a lot of bad blood running between you two guys.
No, I just think it's just a misunderstanding. Let me put it this way. If Tim had a show where he was hosting the opening of a soup can, it would be a good show because he's a good host. But sometimes people want movie expertise. They're not tuning in just to see a great host at work. They'll say, oh, my God, this guy's the greatest host I've ever seen, but I really want to know more about the movies. I want to know who's going to win the Oscar and that type of thing. When the host is sidetracking on talking about his acupuncture wounds and things, that's where the show was derailed for a lot of viewers.
I understand what you're saying. There's no hard feelings, Tom. There's no bad blood between us.
Oh, there's none between us. Don't worry. With me and you, we're square.
Between me and Greg.
Oh, between you and Greg. Okay.
And I don't. We're hot-blooded guys. We're very strong opinions. Sometimes it goes there.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I have a ton of respect. That doesn't mean I don't have a ton of respect for him. The point I just want to make is, Greg, I'm going to be watching you like a hawk on this. That's all.
Well, I think you're going to love it. You know.
Because it's your franchise. Ultimately, you look at it as it's your baby. Tim.
It's always going to be my baby, no matter what happens.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if, 40 years from now, and some young kid hosts, Haley Joel Osment, somebody like that is hosting the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be watching it like
then.
A hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And I reserve the right, let me make this perfectly clear, I reserve the right to take back what's mine.
Wow.
And I don't think need to. You know, I was offered.
I don't think I will either.
Bit the dust. When this show bit the dust because Tim ran off in a snit, I was offered a deal to do my own show called Our Cinema with Jimmy McNichol. And we looked at that deal and I said, you know what? I'm loyal to On Cinema. I don't want Our Cinema. I want to keep On Cinema alive. What Tim has done is incredible. There's never been a show like this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep it going. I don't want it to die. I don't want all his hard work to be for nothing. And so, yeah, I agreed to continue on and to accept Tim's generous offer to take over the show. And what I plan on doing is taking it into newer heights and making it something that we can all be proud of and a place for people to finally get some movie expertise.
Well, look, I can only say, as a fan of the entire run, I'm looking forward to the new season, but I have to say there's something between you guys that is very – it's just like I don't know. It feels like it really kind of – it's probably a good thing that you're each on your own path now and kind of carving out your own thing, because it sounds like it might be that you guys just can't – share the ball anymore, and
I just want to ask one favor for Greg for tomorrow's show. If he could please plug the Decker ebook on Amazon. You're in it. It does you good. You wrote the foreword. He wrote the introduction. I wrote the foreword. It's a really great novel. It's a novelization of the Decker One series. Please mention it on the show tomorrow.
Well, we already taped the episode, so the episode we finished taping an hour and a half ago, and I didn't know that the book was out an hour and a half ago. Now, I can make sure to tweet about it and to tell everyone I see to buy that book, because it's a real achievement, but it's too late for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too late, but I really love the book.
I mean, that, where else am I going to promote it? Where else is that book going to get promotion? If not,
well, how about
on
we get together and we'll start filming season 2 of Decker and maybe work into the script some plugs for the book? Like maybe the book goes missing or something.
No, we're not brainstorming Decker 2.
And Kingston has to find the book. You know, Kingston has to crack the code to get into a safe to get that book out.
I'm not doing that with you.
No, this.
Don't talk about Decker. You're not allowed to talk about Decker anymore right now.
Okay, so that's off limits for him. Wow. Wow. Well, guys,
you're treading on thin ice already now.
I have to say, this is not the turn I thought that would happen for kind of. I was excited about the new season of On Cinema starting tomorrow on Adult Swim at adultswim.com. And now it kind of feels like I hope I'm able, as a fan of the show, to watch the show without seeing this stuff kind of cast over the top of it.
No,
know what I mean?
Things are good. Things are good. I mean, Tim's got his motorcycle buddies. I've got my movie.
I'm not
collection.
Doing a motorcycle buddies thing anymore. No, I'm
oh,
done
really?
With that.
What happened?
Yeah,
why are
I
you
got
done
it
with that?
Some guys here, and a very quick story. I got my ass kicked about a week ago.
By who?
And, By
motorcycle guys?
Yeah, biker guys. These guys who think they're tough shit, and came at me pretty hard. And I didn't break anything, but I got hurt pretty bad. And I it's tough out here. I don't have a lot of people on my side.
Well,
As people, they keep saying, Mr. California, I changed my registration. I've changed my, got a new driver's license. Everybody has this chip on their shoulder. They think I'm this Hollywood guy. And they just, I was in the post office the other day, and I got pushed, I got shoved, and, you know, they're calling me gay and this and that, and it's just...
It's rough out there.
It's hard, and I got to go to Walgreens to get water. I'm bathing in Dasani.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, Tim, I
I'm sorry to bring that into this conversation.
No, it's definitely, yeah.
I got to go. I got to run.
I hope you're safe out there. I hope you're safe because
there is there a Dollar Tree there? Because you can get like a gallon of Niagara water for a dollar.
Yeah, I'm looking into that. There is one, and I don't think
you're bathing in Dasani.
I gotta go. Security guard's looking at me. He's gonna kick my ass. I gotta
go. Well, be safe, Tim.
Good luck. Good luck, Greg, and thanks for letting me call in, Tim. I really do have to go.
Of course.
Thanks for your support, and let me know if you're in town. Maybe we can get together at Carrabba's or something and talk about the old times. Hello?
I think he's gone.
All right. Well.
Well, Greg Turkington. That was different. I guess.
Tim's a very passionate guy, and he's always brought a lot to the show. And it's good to catch up with him, and hopefully he tunes in and sees what the rest of the world will see in this new season, which is that it's the premiere source for movie information.
All right. Well, people can check out On Cinema at adultswim.com starting tomorrow, season 6. And Greg, congratulations, and thank you for the movie scoops also. That was very exciting.
Yeah, thank you. And also, you know, let your listeners know, I mean, you can do this anytime when I'm off the air or whenever, about the world record that I broke late last year for watching 501 movies in 501 days. I'm very proud of that. And we are going to have a banquet at some point this year to celebrate. All the fans are going to be invited.
All right. So people should check that out and get ready to celebrate you for your accomplishment. And they should also check out On Cinema tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 9:30 or 10 a.m. Eastern. AdultSwim.com and YouTube.com also will have it.
Cool. It's very, very exciting. Best of luck with the season, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tom. And you've got the same name as Tom Cruise, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's something I, you know, not that I take pride in it, but it's something I think about. So.
Yeah, it's
Thanks.
Pretty cool.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That was exciting. Greg Turkington. And Tim Heidecker, checking in there. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to the Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.
Bye.